This is an ABC podcast.
When was the last time you heard of dairy farmers getting a step up of 47 cents per kilogram milk solids? It's the sort of thing that only happens at the start of a new supply season. But Fonterra's suppliers in New Zealand have just received a 50 cent step up, which equates to 47 cents in Australia. The price paid to Fonterra's Kiwi farmers will top out at $9.50 per kilogram milk solids in their currency. And that's the highest price Fonterra has ever paid its farmers. So can its Aussie suppliers expect a similar bump? Fonterra won't yet confirm whether its suppliers here can expect a step up next month. United Dairy Farmers of Victoria President Paul Mumford joins us now. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon. How are you, Jane?
I'm well. Fonterra in New Zealand has announced this 50 cent lift in the milk price for New Zealand farmers. What are you expecting from Fonterra Australia?
I think what's happening in New Zealand is giving us here in Australia a clearer understanding of global demand for dairy products. And we can expect similar expectations here in Australia for many reasons, not only consumer demand globally, but you've also got to look at in-house here in Australia, the actual competition for milk here in Australia and Victoria particularly.
So this 50 cent price lift gets us to a new midpoint of New Zealand dollars being $9.20 per kilogram of milk solids. For people who aren't in the dairy industry listening to this, how does that compare to Australia's prices at the moment?
It's quite high. It's some of the highest figures that we've seen, particularly coming out of New Zealand. And similar effects currently are experienced here in Australia, that we're seeing some of the highest milk prices that we've seen on farm. But we've got to be really aware of what's the impact and why this is happening here with milk price. And there's many reasons. Like I mentioned, consumer demand, the products that our processors are making are commanding higher prices. But more importantly, it's the depletion of the farming families from the Victorian dairy industry. We're still seeing nutrition of our industry, and that's creating huge pressure on the processors for supplies to their factories.
So the exodus of farmers, especially young dairy farmers, is one of the reasons that prices are being lifted so high at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. It's one of the key factors. We're still seeing farmers leave our industry. They're looking at opportunities. You know, we're having stress with labour on our farms, and this is making farmers ask the question, should we be doing this? So there's huge problems for our industry, but there's also opportunity. With increased milk price, which is, I'm putting, you know, the pressure on the processors right now that they have to pay a competitive milk price if they want an industry going into the future.
You mentioned earlier that the prices are quite good also in Australia at the moment. Is this the best price that Australian dairy farmers have ever been able to experience?
Yes, it is. It's one of the best prices for sure. But I've also got to highlight that, you know, some of those costs are limiting the profit margin. And it's really important that the farmers understand, you know, the implications of those costs. Now, whether it's the supply costs of getting the product to market at the processing end of the spectrum, or whether it's the fertiliser costs or labour costs, there is large implications happening for our industry.
So as it stands at the moment, Australian dairy farmers in the southeast of the country are being paid about $7 to $7.30 per kilogram of milk solids. That's obviously quite a lot less than what our New Zealand counterparts are getting. Are you expecting maybe a $2 price lift?
No. The Australian dairy industry could never follow dollar for dollar to our New Zealand counterparts. There's always been that differential, and global markets is the main impact. But what it does give us is a clear understanding of what's happening globally and the demand for dairy products. And we will naturally follow the New Zealand trend. And that will give us clear indications that, you know, like I said, there's expectations on the processors to pay those dollars to the farm gate in order to keep supply here in this state.
So you mentioned earlier that consumers are also buying up a lot of milk at the moment. We've heard about supply chain issues across the board as far as being able to get groceries, whether that be household goods or food, especially in the meat department. How's the dairy industry faring as far as that supply chain crunch that we're feeling at the moment?
Well, we too are under a huge amount of stress in the supply chain. We're seeing labour issues on farm, but we're also experiencing some at the processing, and we're experiencing those demands right across the whole supply chain. And you know, it's very important that we can keep that open, because we have a perishable product. You know, milk only really has a 4-day shelf life, so it's so important that we can get those products to the consumer.
And we have seen empty shelves as well, as people are buying up a lot of milk, especially long life milk. Do you think that the consumer demand, you know, not quite, but almost panic buying is contributing to this as well?
Oh, I think there is an element of that. You know, I think the consumers are looking at, well, if I've got a 7-day lockdown, how do I get through that 7-day period? So there's a little bit of hesitation, but I've also got to give the consumer, you know, a guarantee that the cows have to be milked every day, and the processors are picking up the milk every day. So there is an element of certainty that we're getting that product to the shelf to our consumers, and they can rest assured that, you know, it will be there tomorrow.